Rock 95, Kryptonite, that is Three Doors Down. Good morning, Spence, just past 8 o'clock, and we continue with our Police Officer Appreciation Month here, just kind of celebrating and getting to know our law enforcement people in southern Minnesota. This time around is Dave Borkert, the Chief of Police in New Ulm. And thank you for coming in here this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Let's maybe give a little back history of how you got involved with law enforcement and how many years have been doing this now.
I've been involved for approximately 25 years, and I always had an interest in law enforcement when I was growing up in high school. So I had been in the military, and then right when I had gotten out, I chose law enforcement for my career. I'm a Mankato State graduate.
Okay. Well, a lot of people from that program stayed right here in southern Minnesota.
Yeah, I really like serving in this area. I grew up in the Winthrop area.
Okay.
And I was at a couple departments before I landed in New Ulm, but it's really served me well, and my family and I really enjoy living there.
Yeah, it's a nice little town, right? It's like a perfect size town, right?
I think so.
Right?
I like to think so. Yes.
Now, tell me about this new program. I know I came over maybe a month ago or so, and you were telling me about this Vitals app. Tell me about the app and how that's going to help you guys in the law enforcement world, because it just started in Brown County. I think Blue Earth went along with it too, correct?
I believe Blue Earth is online now.
Okay.
I believe so.
Brown for sure, right?
But Brown County is, and we've been on since November 1st.
Okay, well, tell me about the program.
Okay, well, Vitals is kind of an interesting resource that, and I think it really serves our population well. It started out really serving, like their business model really started with people, serving the people on the autism spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And once they deployed it, and it's really pretty much in the metro area exclusively, every department has it. So that's really, you know, when their business model, they really launched it in the metro area, and then they expanded from there, and they had gone to St. Cloud. Brown County is one of the first, I guess, maybe trendsetters as far as greater Minnesota, rural Minnesota to have it. So we're one of the very first. So that, you know, they're continually trying to expand. You know, realistically, they'd like to be everywhere throughout Minnesota. But really what Vitals app is an individual wears a beacon. They can provide whatever information they would like. You know, maybe their name, their a point of contact, a phone number or something like that.
If they're diabetic, perhaps, could be on there.
Whatever the medical condition is. So realistically, just think about it as providing electronic notes. So when the officer shows up or the first responder and they have the app on their phone, literally it's like a text message, and it has the individual's photo, if they voluntarily share that, and then it shares what the medical condition is. So if it's someone that's like, let's just say they're on the autism spectrum, and maybe they have some type of concern when they voluntarily share this. It's like, you know, they're scared of people with uniforms. So in law enforcement, that's really important for us to know. You know, we can't necessarily change there or anything like that. You know, our uniforms are uniform, but we're able to at least take that into consideration and work through that. And then they have, you know, like, phone numbers on there, like contacts, usually they voluntarily share, so we're able to get in contact with someone, and again, that de-escalates the situation, you know, pretty quickly. And again, when they had started off offering this for individuals, again, the business model is focused on individuals on the autism spectrum. That's really where they, with law enforcement, that's really where the company got footing. Because that was a concern, that was an issue that we were seeing, especially in the metro area for law enforcement. But what they found out is it really serves individuals that, like, all
Alzheimer's,
medical stuff, but like dementia,
dementia,
early stages of dementia
issues.
Exactly. And then, you know, we have the governor's new executive order with really a focus with serving aging population, and I think this really, really works well with that. It's a really good fit.
And the city of New Ulm, I don't, what is the age? There is a good group, a larger group of older individuals in that town already. So really make sense to do that there, right?
We serve an aging population, absolutely. You know, we're population of 13,400, and again, we have an aging population, so we're excited about that, and that's the population that we serve.
So you've got maybe a lot of those older adults, their kids want to keep track of how their mom and dad, whoever, whatever, grandma, whatever they're doing, they could have them have this app so they know they're going to be safer in your community, correct?
Correct. Yeah. So I mean, like for example, with the Vitals app, if there's no magic, you know, wand or anything in life. But like, for example, if they're, let's just say you have an individual that's early stages of dementia and they go to a grocery store, they go somewhere and they're maybe having a bad day. Because that, you know, I found that out like with when my mom had dementia. She's no longer with us, but when she had early stages of dementia, you know, sometimes she was just having a bad day and she would get confused and she was having a rough time. She could live independently, but again, there are certain days the medication, you know, maybe it was her diet or something like that. Maybe she had the flu bug or something like that was affecting her medication and affecting her responses to things. You know, this would have made me feel a lot better knowing that she had something like that. So when first responders are dealing with her, that law enforcement, because she lived in another community than where I lived,
right?
But that they had those electronic notes, and I think
they could have contacted you immediately.
Exactly. So I you know, I always like to think that whatever we have for resources, I always think, you know, how would this apply to me? Because I in New Ulm, I mean, I plan on staying there. I mean, whatever we have, it not only serves the community, and that serves me and my family because I'm part of the community, and I feel strongly about that.
So now you got to get the word out about this app and how it works and get people to sign up.
Correct.
Volunteer the information for you guys and get them into this program.
Yes, absolutely. So, and we're having workshops scheduled throughout the year, like a national night out. We're going to try to, you know, get people signed up, because what we've also found is sometimes, you know, like I have the flyer here, I have a contact number, but you know, for people sometimes from that population, they don't feel real comfortable with technology signing themselves up immediately and things like that, where if we can help work through that, and I think for a small law enforcement agency, you know, we're able to do that, and we're proud to be able to serve in that capacity. So we're going to have workshops like at National Night Out, at different events throughout the community, and you know, help people get signed up if they choose. Mm-hmm. Again, this is completely voluntary.
It's a neat thing, I think.
Yeah, you know, throughout time, you know, I used to get calls as, you know, in administration as the commander. Now I'm the chief, and they'd say, you know, got some special medical condition involving my family member, and again, maybe the adult children live in the metro area or something like that. They live away from New Ulm, and they, you know, they would try to provide notes, and to the best of our ability, we kept track of it, but. Even our small agency, we have several officers, different officers that might respond, and it's tough to keep all those electronic or all those notes straight. Where, like in this situation, these electronic notes, I think this is a really great resource.
I think it is. Yeah. Tell me about some of the things going on in New Ulm right now. You were telling me off air, there's some drug issue usage going on.
Well, I think you have that, you know, throughout Minnesota, throughout the nation, but yeah, we're really there's unfortunately a lot of meth use is our number one abused drug in Brown County.
So that has surpassed the other ones, including marijuana and things like that.
Correct. Yeah meth is number one. It's abused even worse than marijuana. The opioid, I mean, of course, that's a challenge statewide, but in Brown County, meth is it's abused at a higher rate than opioid and marijuana.
So how do you guys approach that? How do you deal with this stuff then?
Well, we're part of a regional task force. It's called the Brown Lion Redwood Renville Drug Task Force, and that really provides some really good resources. The funding mechanism for that task force comes through the state. So I mean, there's some local tax levy money involved, but most of it is coming from, majority of it's coming from the state of Minnesota, and that really is able to have us, you know, provide some regional resources to combat that. Because you can imagine trying to do an undercover by with our own officers when they recognize them. That's difficult. Sure. But again,
especially in a smaller town like that.
Yeah. Exactly. So this has really been that's been important. We've really taken advantage of that expertise from the task force. And again, in law enforcement, you know, we really try to work together. And I think we really, in the past several years, we've gotten better at working together. And I think that that's a benefit.
Well, I know one of the things that's really kind of helped law enforcement, that social media now is really giving you guys a little hand up on lots of situations.
Yeah, it has. We have our social media sites, and we have over 6,000 individuals that follow us. And I think that that's a really good way for us to get information out there. We have, also we have integrated public alert warning system. But again, that's for emergencies. And when we use Nixle, that's more for, we want to be careful how we use that resource. But our social media has really given us, sometimes we just, some fun things that we post, but other times we've been able to solve crimes. I think of years ago, it would have been very difficult to be able to solve some of the crimes. We'd have like someone that went into one of our stores and stole something. One time they stole a wheelchair. Literally, they had in Walmart, they had a wheelchair available for their customers. The individual stole that and someone's personal wheelchair. And I mean, it's like one of those things. It's sad. You can't even believe it happened in your small town. And in that situation, we were able to get camera footage. Walmart had great photos, great cameras. And we were able to, literally, we had that situation solved within 45 minutes. We had a lead, and that turned out to be the correct individual. And they even said, could you please take my photo down? I'll come in. They confessed. They problem solved. So again, the social media has really been a great resource for us.
That's crazy. Yeah, because sometimes if we see that, if it's a serious situation, we'll repost your stuff too on our page. We've done that in the past too. So
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Pleasure to talk to you. Let's bring you back next week. We'll talk a little bit more, some other things going on.
Sure.
In New Ulm, appreciate your time this morning as we have Police Officer Appreciation Month here in January, getting to know our law enforcement people in Southern Minnesota. Thanks for our sponsors, Knuts and Casey, River's Edge Hospital and Clinic, and Furmanish over in New Ulm. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate you coming in this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.